As we turn now to God's Word again to Psalm 100, which we opened our service with this morning as well, but follow along as I read our passage this morning. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pastures. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. For the Lord is good, and His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Giving thanks, gratitude, whatever we call it this morning, it's so important for us to do what we're doing, which is to give thanks to God. There's no denying its necessity. It's gratitude to which God calls us. Cicero says this. He says, gratitude is not only the greatest of virtues, but the parent of all the others. The third section of the Heidelberg Catechism, if you're familiar with our one of our confessions, you know the third section is completely devoted to what a life of giving thanks looks like. And that's important for us. I said this earlier, quoting from 1 Thessalonians 5, Paul, who says, be joyful also, always give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. It's important to see in that verse that Paul says, give thanks in. We don't necessarily, nor should we, have to give thanks for the circumstances, but we can give thanks in them. But this powerful phrase in which Paul says, hey, you should know, it's God's will for you. It's God's will for you and will for me, for us to give thanks. He expects this from us. He expects us to do this. And here's an interesting fact going back to the Old Testament for a moment. The Hebrew word for thankfulness or giving thanks is actually the same word for confession. And in a sense, that's the posture of the follower of Jesus Christ. We, when God's people, the Israelites, would come and give thanks, it sense they would do this through a posture of confession, acknowledging all that God had given them, all that God had done for them. Well, this morning our passage is Psalm 100, and though it's going to feel a bit like preschool this morning, I can't help it. I'm hanging out with preschoolers here in the building, so it's maybe infected me a little bit. We're going to go back to remedial giving thanks this morning, looking at Psalm 100. And just stay with me, because I hope it's memorable in that way as well. But let's look at Psalm 100. It's actually seven imperatives with two follow-up commands or explanations. But here are the four steps, and this is as fundamental, basic preschool level as you can get. How do we give thanks? That's step number one. How? How do we do this? And that may seem, again, kind of remedial, but the reality is most of us are not good at this. And so let's look at the psalm this morning. Verse 1 and 2 suggest three ways that we can give thanks. The first one is kind of surprising. Shout, it says. Shout for joy. Shout your thanksgiving. Now, I'm not suggesting, though it might be an interesting thing to video, if round the dinner table or something later today, all of a sudden you just burst out with shouting, somebody might choke on their potatoes or the turkey or something. I don't know. But keep in mind, when God's people gathered, they did so in community. And so there was not a competition, but it was a corporate event. And so they would hear this. They would shout their thanksgiving. Shout for joy, it says. Here's another one. How to give thanks. We can serve with thanksgiving. Literally, that's what the psalmist means when it says worship. Worship, by definition, means to serve. We give thanks by serving our God, and we do that in worship. And I know I've used this definition of worship before, but worship is giving all of who we are to all of who He is. And that's a posture of serving. It's a servant heart to a great God. So we can shout, we can serve, and then the third one is just come. Come with thanks. Come with thanksgiving to our God. Give thanks by simply coming to Him and recognizing who He is. I know if I think about each of these three, the shouting, the serving, the coming, I need to grow. I need to grow in all of them. And this is remedial preschool level stuff. And I hope we'll take it to heart again as we think about our day. So that's the first step. How do we come? Here's step number two. Know why. Why you should give thanks to God. And now we look at verse 3, and here's the fourth imperative in this short little psalm, and it really stands out on its own because it gives us a comprehensive picture of why we give thanks. Here again, the psalmist says, "It is He who made us. We are His." Isn't that wonderful? We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Why should we give thanks? Well, He's the source. It all is from Him. We know Him, as the psalmist says, He made us, so we know Him as our Creator, and everything we have comes from Him. And then he talks about this people language and sheep language, and so you launch yourself into the New Testament and say, well, this is about Jesus then, isn't it? Yes, it is. He's our Redeemer. He not only made us, He redeems us. He not only created us, He calls us in Christ. So why give thanks? Well, it's so much about what He's done. So I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this because this is preschool, and I probably lost preschoolers already if they were here. So how do we give thanks? Well, there you heard the three commands. Why do we give thanks? Well, it's because of Him. And now we're going to say step number three. Well, let's make sure we know to whom, right? So let's make sure we're directing our thanks. The psalmist says, enter His gates with thanksgiving. And that's a corporate thing. Enter His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. Three imperatives in this little section here. It says, enter, give thanks, praise. And all of them are corporate words. All of them are words in which we come to the God who has made us for this. We come as a people to give thanks to Him because we know in our hearts He is worthy of all of it. He is clearly worthy. And we do this in community, which is why I love our Thanksgiving morning worship like this. It's God's people together. And essentially and beautifully, we're giving thanks just as it's designed to be, this corporate event of all of us lifting our eyes up to Him and saying, we're His. We're His. We're going to come into His courts. We're going to come through His gates. And it's all going to be about Him. And we're going to praise His name. So let's do that. And in fact, let's make that a priority today, just as a quick sidebar. You know, as you sit wherever your opportunities are today around a meal or just a moment of quiet, let's recognize to whom our thanks should go. And we're going to do that together here in our service in just a few moments. We're going to pass a mic around, and you're going to share your thanksgivings, and we're going to just know it's to Him we're giving them because He is worthy of all of it. So we're going to do that. We're going to give thanks together. So how do we give thanks? Well, shouting and serving and coming, of course. And why? Well, it's because we're His. And to whom? Well, always up. Always up to Him. And now let's look at step number four, because we can only do four. We can't do five with preschoolers. So we're at step number four, and it's the final four. And now the psalmist, it's the final four. Now's the ground. This is the foundation. We're going to look at the cause behind all of our thanks. And right at the end of Psalm 100, there's three of them, three more of these commands. It's because God is good, and His love endures, and His faithfulness continues for all generations. As I think about why and the how and to whom, I'm thinking, here's the ground on which I stand. It's His goodness. The gospel is the good news. The gospel is the good news that we find in Jesus Christ, the one who gave Himself up for us that we might have eternal life. God is good. And His love endures forever. That's the second one. And it comes to the gospel. Nothing's closer to His heart when we talk about His love for us. John 3:16, right? His love, His ever-patient, always and forever and never-ending love. It's just concept that is concrete in Christ. And then there's that third one, which is His faithfulness. And we sang about that earlier. And we have this deep-rooted sense. I mean, if we're standing on the cross and the ground where the cross is, we just have this deep-rooted assurance that in every circumstance, and there's so many As Paul says in Romans 8, if this God is for us, the God who gave his son Jesus for me and for you, that we might be forgiven, if that God is for us, who can be against us? So there you are. A quick run through Psalm 100. Answering the questions of how do we give thanks? Why do we give thanks? To whom do we give thanks? And boy, really, what's the cause behind all of it? And it's again, that God is good, his love endures, and his faithfulness is forever. We heard these words earlier, sharing the story or testimony of Martin Rinkert. Again, he composed this marvelous hymn, Now Thank We All Our God, during this 30-year war. And it must have been horrible in those days. And yet amid everything, he looked beyond the circumstances. And we just completed our series on Revelation here in chapter 5 of Revelation. Jesus reminds the church to look past the circumstance to the one who is worthy. And Rinkert, by faith, does this, right? In the midst of so many unfavorable circumstances, he pens a hymn of unconditional gratitude. That's what we need to have. Ultimately, of course, and here Christ's followers stand apart from everybody giving thanks today, everybody else. Ultimately, thanksgiving works not because of us, not because we cook the right meal or say the right words or anything like that, although those are good, and some of them quite tasty. It's not because us, it's because of him. Because faith knows, and I hope we know that again this morning, we know not only the giver of every blessing, but we know the gift of Jesus. And he's why we can give thanks today. He is why it makes sense, because as the psalmist says, we are sheep of his pasture, and there's no better place to be. So let's give thanks. Please join me in prayer. Father in heaven, it seems so remedial, but it's so good. Spark our hearts, ignite in us that sense of thanksgiving again today. As we're going to sing, it's really so much about Jesus, and it's all what we want today. In the midst of wherever we are in this journey, and some of it's quite hard, teach us again the joy of giving thanks. Because of your goodness. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.